If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Finish this phrase for me. Strong women don't... What did you put there? What did you put there? Now, let's do the next one, which doesn't have the don't on it, which is fill in the blank. Strong women, what do they do? And I thought this would be an interesting topic today because I am seeing right now, especially amongst my designers, some preconceived thoughts that come from things that are from our childhoods, things from previous marriages, things that we think that are true, that are actually subjective and change from woman to woman. And I know I do have a few guys who listen to this podcast, so just insert man or men, because I think we have the same thing happening in just about all gender roles at this point in time. So I want you to be thinking about what you feel that strong women don't do. Do strong women don't cry? Do they not put up with nonsense? Think about if you chose something that was super positive or super negative. And maybe think of yourself even 5 years ago, because I'm thinking about myself from 5 years ago. And, you know, strong women for me wouldn't be angry about something. They would hold their ground, but do it in a very feminine way. They would, you know, we have like, for me anyway, I've had all these preconceived notions about like what strong women are all about and what they do. And I think this has actually very much affected my design career. And I think it's probably affecting yours as you are working through creating designs, you know, trying to create your own lifestyle, your own design style, all of these things. I think all of these things end up influencing our work. It also influences how much work we put out. And I think that's really important, because I want to encourage all of the designers who are listening here, all the creatives who are listening here, whether you are designing or not, maybe you're an artist, maybe you're an author, maybe you're a musician. Okay, whatever you're listening to, here's the deal. The more we can put out as creatives, the more we can put out as creatives, the more likely of financial success. I think there is a strong correlation between volume, you know, and production to actual financial success. I talk about this for designers. We have something called the design process model, and we have a loop we're supposed to go to through every single week, multiple times a week. And if we do that loop multiple times, guess what happens? We start to win. And it doesn't surprise me, because that loop is very much very closely related to volume, very, very closely related to volume. So based on that, what of our thoughts or our feelings are about what a strong woman does or what we do, right? Maybe I've heard this before. Strong women aren't feminine. This is very interesting. Very, very interesting. And I think about like some of the political figures that are women and how they kind of almost have to shown more masculine, because being feminine is considered like just like too girly, too whimsical, right? And I've seen both, right? I think we're in a very interesting space, because I myself am the CEO of a company. Maybe you don't or do know, but I actually have quite a large team. We do a lot of things. We're over a lot of things. We do these conferences, by the way, you should sign up for the craft and design event that's coming up in April. But we have these great conferences that we put on. We have hundreds of designers that we work with, that we love to teach. We have lots of design coaches. We have an admissions team. We are working towards some things that I haven't seen a lot of digital companies do, that I feel like we're trying to trailblaze on. And so, you know, sometimes I talk about these things and I realize, especially to other women who possibly don't work or don't consider themselves creatives, I have to keep my mouth closed. That's been a very interesting thing over the last 16 years that I slowly and surely have recognized that sometimes I'll open my mouth and I'll say something and it's like, I mean, it's like other people can't believe it, especially it's not men. It's usually women. Other women tend to be, you know, kind of put out by it, or they feel like they are, you know, being undermined for some reason. It's just very fascinating. And anyone who knows me in real, real life, like knows, like I am such a people pleaser. I'm still, you know, I keep seeing all these like recovering people pleasers. Like I'm still a people pleaser. I still love it when I can help someone else. And I do struggle to say no to things, right? This is not something that I am excellent at. And I'm telling you right here, I'm getting better at it. But this whole idea that like strong women are perfect, or women who are CEOs are perfect, or women who head companies are know exactly what to do, it's a silly notion. Because most of us are in growth mode in one way, shape, or another. So once again, I'm going to say it again, and I want you to just think to yourself, or even write down if you're driving, just think to yourself if you're cooking. Strong women don't blink. What are the first initial things that come to you? And then same things. Do it again. Strong women do blink, or strong women blink. What are some of the preconceived notions? Some of them might be extremely positive, which are wonderful. And you might feel like they're so, so positive. And those are the things I want you to channel into your creative work. I want you to channel them. Strong women know when to say no. Strong women know how to be feminine too. Strong women know how to put time on their calendar to do what they care about doing. Strong women create their own lives, are in control of their own destiny. Those are the things that I know I've been trying to work through right now. It's been a very interesting year so far. My life has changed dramatically over the last 3 years as we made the decision, or I made the decision, to start teaching again, really teaching again, not teaching at a university, not just concentrating on my design business, but to like come back into the teaching world and try to do it different than everything I've seen out there. More similar, I think, than some of the business world, but like closer to what I consider design education mixed with an MBA, like a little bit more on the academic side, which has been very interesting, and why I still tell designers, if you want to go back to college, you will never hear me say, nope, that's not a good idea, because I'm going to tell you that's a good idea. There are some wonderful things that happen in a university and college atmosphere that you're not going to get in online platforms, okay? There are things in online platforms, new information, up-to-date information, trending stuff, business stuff that you aren't going to get in a college classroom too, right? So it's finding that yin and yang to find what's going to work best for you. And I know that I am constantly trying to find that mix. That's what we do in our program. I'm always trying to, I find myself, it's the creative director from Cartabella and the university professor from Minnesota fighting against each other to figure out the best equilibrium for my strong women. And if you struggle with saying things to yourself that's nice, then I want to encourage you to start writing down for yourself, if you're doing daily planning, which I talked about in a couple of episodes ago, or if you are, doing a morning routine of some sort, starting to write down what you believe strong women or whatever adjective you want to put in front of women do. I want you to dig into that and be kind to yourself and figure out if you have some preconceived notions that maybe aren't so good or a little bit negative, or figure out ways to switch that flip or flip that switch. To flip that switch, to start thinking about how you can take your life in control and think about what it means for you to be strong. I think good, strong women, they do cry. In fact, I actually think they probably cry more than everybody else because they're put through more than everybody else, right? So good, strong women deal with trials, have hard things happen to them. I really believe that. I really do. And they face them. What is the quote about bravery? Like, being brave isn't because you, I'm just butchering this, but being brave really isn't about, or having courage or having, you know, having bravery isn't really about not facing hard things. It's about facing hard things and doing them anyway. And I completely butchered that. I'm sure there's some great quote somewhere that has that word for word beautifully, but that's the general idea. I think that you can live any kind of life you want, but a lot of our reality is in our head. And if we can change some of the things we're thinking about ourselves and think about what it means to be strong, capable, mentally healthy women, then I think that we will hit our dreams. We'll do the things we really want to do with our lives. So hopefully that helped you. Someone needed to hear that today because it's really just been running through my mind as I've been thinking about my life. And if you're someone who needed that, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you're really moving through your life in such a strong, smart way. And you can do more things to think about your life stronger and do the activities that bring you hope and give you creativity and make you live the way you want to. All right, guys, thanks so much for joining me. I'll see you soon.
Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.